if you know the devil's advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of Wednesday. Dom, tomorrow, January 6th hearings in prime time. We got a Bannon trial going on in real time. We'll give you an update a little bit later in this big show. And Dom, we're going on the road tomorrow. We're going to be at the oldest county fair in Wisconsin, the Waukesha County Fair. That's at the Expo Center. And I'm going to bring a radio or two to give away. So if you come see us, we're going to be at the Democratic Party of Waukesha County booth, and we're going to broadcast live from the fair, man.
Oh, nice.
Corn dogs for everybody, all my friends.
I heard the Ted Nugent's the headliner tomorrow. Is that true?
Wow, that's that's important to know. I'm going to have to look that up, the daily schedule. Let me see. That would be Thursday, July 21st, and tomorrow, there's a throw-and-go mobile axe throwing. So
what could possibly go wrong?
Randy Houser. Looks like a country guy. He's got a cowboy hat.
All right.
Houser.
No Motor City Madman tomorrow. All right.
Not apparently tomorrow. Maybe he's playing today. I don't know. Now you stump me, man. I don't know who's playing.
It doesn't matter. Baby. We're going to be there. Man, it's going to be a party when we roll in. So we'll be hanging out at the Waukesha County Democratic Party, Waukesha County's booth/tent. And we'll be rocking and rolling, doing the whole show live there tomorrow, 4 to 6. Come by and check it out. And Curtis is giving away a radio, apparently.
Well, multiple radios, perhaps.
Multiple radios.
But only if you come down and see us. Well, we're on the radio, man. We got this Beast of the East 540 AM signal. You can hear it damn near anywhere.
So it's like a boombox or like a little portable radio. What are we talking about?
Super cool, man. You haven't been down to the Friday Night Lights in the Shaw, but they shut down the downtown. And then we also do the Farmers Market broadcast. And I launched it, man. I was down there for the first one this year. And we've been giving away these cute little retro style. They're nostalgic looking radios. And they're fully functional, AM and FM, you know, just lock her in on 540 AM. You got us wherever you go. But it also accepts like Bluetooth and it's a cool thing. It's a modern, retro, super cool. And we even throw like a Shaw sticker on there for you. So we brand it. But yeah, I'm giving away some radios at the Waukesha County Fair as we're doing the greatest broadcast ever. And then up to the January 6th testimony. And, I wonder if anyone warned Joel Clayfish. He may not be raised in the Shaw tomorrow. We'll have to verify what time the
All right, so for those people who care, the Nudes, you know, the right winger, formerly awesome guitar player, now don't like him much. He plays on Friday. But good news is, awesome band Seether, they're playing on Saturday, the Waukesha County Fair. We do have a couple more cuts from Merrick Garland. I want to get that out there as well today. You got any more updates,
Curtis? If you go down there on Thursday, you can just see the Devil's Advocates. We'll sing a little for you. Little harmonizing Simon and Garfunkel style.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Come to talk to you again. 844-967-2789. We'll get to the phones in just a moment. But Evan did the hard work. I found the cuts. He cut them up.
Somebody had to do it.
Let's hear a little more from AG Merrick Garland on this, most wide-ranging and important investigation that the Department of Justice has ever undertaken. Let's hear cut number two, please, Evan.
Just one follow-up. Do you think you have enough resources to do that?
You have enough resources?
The budget request made earlier this year was not complied with. Do you feel that you need additional resources?
The Justice Department would always like additional resources and would be happy to take them. But we are going to accomplish our mission here. The people in the Justice Department are committed to this. They are working 24/7 on this.
Now, Merrick Garland was the prosecutor on the Oklahoma City bombing. And no leaks, my understanding. There were no leaks that came out of that prosecution, just indictments.
I do recall that the Justice Department is hiring. I've seen reporting that they are hiring some prosecutors. So presumably that will, gives the indication that this is going from the investigative portion to a prosecutorial portion.
Now, you took the LSATs, does that qualify you to work at DOJ? We'll have to ask our good friend, James Santel.
Hey, if Bill Barr can work at the DOJ, I am eminently qualified to work there as well. One more cut from Merrick Garland. The question, of course, you know, does the DOJ, are they down for, you know, prosecuting a former president? Apparently, he has the strange belief, and not an opinion, that the no person is above the law. Let's hear cut number three, please, Evan.
We are entering a zone here where if there are charges brought against a former president related to January 6th, DOJ could be accused of playing politics. How is the department, how are you weighing that? Also, do you think that there is a constitutional question involved here about whether you charge a former president for actions allegedly taken during his term? Separately,
a lot of multi-part Walker, questions.
Okay. Galen Walker.
I'll answer that.
Okay.
Let me answer the first one.
Okay.
Look, no person is above the law in this country. Nothing stops us. No person is above the law in this country. I can't say it any more clearly than that. There is nothing in the principles of prosecution, in any other factors, which prevent us from investigating anyone who's criminally responsible for an attempt to undo a Democratic election.
Let me repeat it in case I stuttered the first time. No person is above the law. You got that? No person is above the law. So, I mean, without, you know, giving us the deets on what's going on, given his response to some very specific questions today, I got to tell you, man, it's confirmed what I have thought. I obviously, we all want to know more. We all want to see this move faster than it is. But given the importance of this, that this has never been done before, this wide-ranging and most important investigation DOJ has ever done, and it has to be done without politics, and it has to be done professionally. And as you mentioned, Curdy, this guy, he runs a tight ship. So I'm encouraged, man. How about you?
Yes. It's good to hear him verbalize it, because effectively he said, you know, we've got this massive investigation going on. And I mean, numerically, I'm sure it's the largest investigation to date. Most perpetrators. But that was the mob. That wasn't the coup. You know, they were the pawns. The real coup, the hub, and that's where I want to see Merrick Garland get to. I want some explaining done, sir. Perhaps to a grand jury and then to the American people. Know what I mean? Let's get to the hub.
Well, and they're working their way up there. And just real quick, when he talked about when the question was asked, you know, and he says no person is above the law. And while the audio is certainly striking, the video of it is even more, because Garland puts his hand to his chest like he's almost exasperated. Like, dude, I don't know how else I can tell you this. No person is above the law, over and over. I mean, he's just so the nature, the body language to me was even more telling.
Now, if you believe that, I mean, certainly the Attorney General of the United States is cognizant of the fact that midterm elections are coming down the pike. And I would say there's probably some window of time during which you wouldn't want to influence the outcome of the elections, whether it's merited or not, whether or not they should be dropping charges, you know, a month, a week before the elections. I would wonder if Merrick Garland feels any undue pressure to kind of either charge clearly before the midterms are in full swing, or does he feel like he's got to defer until after the midterms?
You know, I think you charge
like Trump and
when the evidence and the suit is ready to charge. And I think the only exception that could be made in that is if the person you're charging is actually up for re-election. Jim Jordan, for example, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're going to be up for election again. So perhaps there's a small window there where you don't charge. But, you know, Trump's not on the ticket. The Trump kids aren't on the ticket. Giuliani, Eastman, right? They're not running for anything. They're not on any ticket. So if he's ready and their team is ready to go and they have indictments ready to drop, I think they do it when they're ready to do it.
When the soup's cooked, you serve it, Tom?
Absolutely, baby.
844-967-2789. Our pal Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got today?
Hey, Dick.
Well, a couple of things. The Voss thing. When Trump called Voss, to me, that's that equals more money for Gableman. Voss didn't say anything at all he said something to the effect, well, you know, he's got his issues with this or something along those lines. Like, you know as well as I do, this is going to be more cash going, taxpayer money going to Gableman's phony blow.
So you think that's the only logical response for Robin Voss? The only cover fire he can give is to extend the corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Gableman's contract? That's the best answer, Robin?
Every time. He knuckles under every time to Trump, and that's all I'm saying. But to this thing with the DOJ, I'll believe it when I see it, and here's why I say that. What if we should lose the midterms? They'll cut off all the funding for all of this, and it'll all go away.
I know they'd sure like to, wouldn't they? I mean, the Republicans are plotting the investigation of the January 6th committee. If they win back the House, they're starting the hearings.
They'll reopen Benghazi for
crying out loud. But that's all fine and dandy. But, you know, the Department of Justice is not under the whims of the Republicans if they win back the House, right? I mean, anything they're going to slam through is going to be signed by President Biden. So if they're going to try to cut funding here or there, I mean, you know, I don't see Garland is being influenced by that whatsoever, Dick.
Here's the thing: up till now, though, you have to admit, you have to have time lapse photography to see any movement. This is just moving way too slow.
No, certainly
way too much stuff out.
Well, here's the good news, Dick. Steve Bannon is at trial right now. And that is a Department of Justice trial. That is Merrick Garland's DOJ doing its job. Peter Navarro, he's the guy that, authored the book and confessed to Ari Melber on MSNBC. You know, we're going to put forth a coup. Well, anyways, Navarro had a big book deal and wanted to get his book out there and wanted to go on a book tour and has been trying to delay his trial. And the judge today said, no. No, you're going to trial in November. He had hoped to delay the trial until after the first of the year. Now, that trial will not commence. The Navarro trial will not commence until after the midterm elections. November 16th, the date of that trial. And I find it quite interesting. The most interesting news, perhaps, out of the Bannon trial today is the fact that the prosecutor is in a book club with the key witness from the January 6th committee. They're in a book club, Dom.
The testimony was that they had, the witness, had not been to book club in a year.
They just don't talk about book club? It's the first rule of book club. You don't talk about book club.
I mean, I'm not in a book club, but hell, even in a pool league, a softball league, you know what I'm saying? If you don't show up for a year, you're kind of out of the club, I would just say. But certainly, they did apparently have a relationship through this book club.
Well, and they had worked together prior. Now, Amberling is an attorney that represents the January 6th committee. And she's been laying out the case for why it is that the January 6th committee needs this testimony from Steve Bannon. And he, of course, has refused to give the testimony and hence the trial. And he's tried a few Hail Marys, tried to, you know, throw anything he could at the wall to see if any of it would stick.
None of it stuck.
Well, not so far. But the trial goes on. And his attorney, you know, I mean, this might be his only key victory, Dom, is flushing out the fact that the prosecutor and the key witness for the prosecution, they're in a book club. And I would only wonder aloud, are they choosing to read Peter Navarro's book next? Is that the book they choose? Or is it more like Oprah? Do you take your cues from Oprah? Come back. More Devils. Got a favorite book? Tell us about it. 844-967-2789.
When people try to sell books, they do all sorts of interesting, exotic things. Yeah.